Arizona and Arizona homeowners. Hour two of Rosie on the House. You have a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Let us put our 45 years of home building and remodeling experience in the great state of Arizona to work for you. Maybe you need a tip or a recommendation on a particular type of tool that will make your project go easier. You know, the right tool always makes the job look a lot better, and many times it makes the process a whole lot simpler. Now, we've got a Maricopa County Landscape Home and Landscape Show coming up September 26th, 27th, and 28th. We've got four tickets to give away. If you'll contact us on Facebook, Rosie on the House, or at info@rosieonthehouse.com. The first four people that reach out to us here in the opening segment will receive a free ticket to the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. Again, don't call the show for that. Reach out and touch us through the website or through Facebook, and that would be a much better way to do it. Hey, congratulations to our Rosie on the House certified remodeling contractor down in Tucson. He was selected for a television episode. It's called Baby Makes Three, about a couple who is expecting, and he was involved in a makeover of the home that is going to be aired on the Fix It and Finish show this week, Tuesday, September 16th at 9 a.m. So make sure y'all tune into that. It's actually going to be on this morning as well at 11, well, this afternoon, this evening at 11 p.m. So congratulations to Assurance Builders. They've been a Rosie certified full-service design build remodeling contractor down in Tucson for about 7 years. We've always appreciated John Reuter and his entire staff and how they hold forth the Rosie certification and how great a job they do. So if you're in the Tucson market and you're looking for great contractors, always go to the statewide number one contractor referral in Arizona. That's rosieonthehouse.com. I have another congratulations to go here too, and it's a congratulations to the Registrar of Contractors. Boy, he is ringing up a strong, long list of criminals he's getting off the street. Recently, after an administrative hearing, a particular man by the name of Daniel Clabundi, I think is the way you pronounce it, was actually ordered to pay over $27,000 in civil penalties. And these are the kinds of guys I warn y'all against all the time. He was involved with 11 different homeowners. Each of the 11 victims alleged that he had abandoned the job. At 10 of the homes, no work was performed at all. And at the one remaining home, only 1/4 of the work was completed after collecting all these advance payments. So, folks, you've got to check and verify they are licensed, bonded, and insured. Apparently, this guy was holding forth that he was a licensed contractor representing people that are listed on the website at Register of Contractors and really devising and developing a pretty protective camouflage ruse where if you weren't looking very, very close, you thought you were dealing with a licensed contractor. So make sure you get on the website, azrock.gov. Take a look at the list where you go through and you actually check the name of the contractor, check to find out who the qualifying party is, check to make sure all their insurance certifications are still active, check to make sure the license is still active. You can do all of that, or you can just go to rosieonthehouse.com, make it a whole lot easier too. So don't, especially now. And we're going to be talking about home insurance and claims and adjusting and flood insurance all at 9:30. We're going to bring in a specialist and talk about that. But there are many of you who are in need of fire and water restoration services. Hey, I'm very proud to announce that just in this past week, the organization called Serve Pro has been going through the Rosie on the House certification process for 6 months. And we are just now adding them to our referral directory across the entire state of Arizona. If you're in need of fire and water restoration services at your home, Don't make the mistake of using someone that isn't experienced in dealing with the insurance company and isn't experienced in dealing with how to get rid of the mud and the mold and the moisture. So congratulations to ServPro, a new certified partner at Rosie on the house. All right, if you'd like to get in, it's 1-888-767-4348. Why don't we go ahead and bring up line one, Bill calling from Scottsdale. Good morning, Bill. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Rosie, I was just wondering, with this rain, and our house sits with a party wall around three sides, about 5 feet away from the foundation. And in the past rainstorm, needless to say, we had some white water running around the house before it drained out the front. And I was just wondering, I'm from Illinois, and I don't understand the soil real well, but I understand it heaves. So this water was sitting there, and it did soak up pretty quickly. Does that get under your foundation, your slab, I guess, and heave up your floor? Do we have to worry about that?
Well, it can, Bill. How old is your home? How long have you been here from Illinois?
We've been here about 14 years, but in this house about 10 years, yeah.
Okay. And you're not seeing that this one rain event is not enough to generally cause a problem. When we're dealing with expansive soils, we're generally dealing with a irrigation or a water control situation where the soils are staying wet all the time. Your house has lived through some wet environments in the last 14 years where it'll get wet, haven't experienced any expansion or soil or foundation failure or stress, have you?
No, we have not.
Nah, then you're probably going to be just fine. Okay. When we're dealing with expansive soils, generally what's happened is we've got a small underground plumbing leak, or we've got bad grading where the irrigation system piles the water up against the foundation, stays wet all the time. Okay. Those are the areas where we have a lot of trouble.
Okay. All right. I just want to thank you for the 14 years that we've been listening. We don't do anything without your recommendation list.
Well,
you know? I mean, they're just all quality people, you know, from your air conditioners to your roofers to, you know, we've just used them all. And I want to thank you very much for your input. That helps us people coming in when we need the trust.
All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate that. We've put our 40 years of building experience in Arizona to work for people like you, so that the people that get on our list are people that you can trust to the level you're talking about experiencing right there. So,
thank you very much, Rosie.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay,
appreciate the kind words. Let's squeeze in Bruce calling from Tucson. Good morning, Bruce. Leaves an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Having trouble with windows and excessive condensation between the panes, and tried to contact the manufacturer. They informed me that they've gone out of business and they're not standing behind their previous manufactured windows anymore. And so I've tried calling a couple of window companies here in Tucson.
Yeah.
And they only want to work on what they make.
Yeah.
And I'm having trouble finding anybody that will work on somebody else's windows.
Well, tell me this, Bruce, is it one window or is it all the windows?
It's two in particular right now, the one in the family room and one in the bedroom. And they're just horribly cloudy and streaked and just you can't really look out of them.
Well, you have a couple options. One, there is a company that operates up in Maricopa County called Squeaky Clean, and they specialize in taking those insulated glass panels and chemically treating the inside, because in that condensation, it's generally pretty hard water, and it leaves a residue behind that makes the window cloudy all the time.
Correct.
Okay. Well, they have a process where they can actually clean the inside of the glass pane and reseal the window so it doesn't allow the condensation back in between the insulated panels. It's a company called Squeaky Clean. Now, your other option.
SqueakyClean.com. Now, it's K-L-E-E-N.
Yeah, that's true.
So thank you.
The
spelling, they got you a little marketing lingo in there.
But do they come to Tucson?
I don't know, Bruce, but I'm going to
tell you. Jennifer's going to call and see if we can get somebody a hold. For an operation like this,
These are large windows.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they're huge.
Okay.
I know that they're in the south.
I don't know.
Tempe area.
And I don't know that they don't know someone in Tucson that does the same thing or if they'll come. And the other option, of course, Bruce, is, you know, you can go to a glass company and just have the glass replaced without having to replace the entire window. And our window specialist from Tucson, Mr. Mike Reisch, who's
kind of
also our broadcast engineer.
Well, just kind of curious, what kind of window is it? What kind of framing on the window? Is it a vinyl window?
No, it's a metal window. It's International Window Company.
Okay, it's a
metal
window.
Apparently were made in Phoenix back when we built the house. But in the interim, they have gone out of business and transferred whatever business they had to California. And she said they won't service them, and they won't come to Arizona to work on them. So,
that's pretty standard. I mean, I've heard that story so many times. I worked for Pella for several years, and that's pretty standard. A lot of times, if you can get a company like a glass company, that is a good suggestion. A lot, especially with what he's talking about, those metal windows, if you can get those stops off real easy, it's an easy replacement.
It is.
As long as you get the right window or glass company you trust, he should be fine.
And as it relates to getting them down to Tucson, you know, I had so many people that don't make that drive regularly don't realize he could get to Tucson just as fast as he can get to other areas of the valley he's covering in drive time. I mean, it's 100 miles. It's not very far. You may pay their gas for that, or, you know, a $15 travel time period or $25, but it's going to be a lot more affordable than replacing those windows, and it sounds like you have one you want to keep.
And just to clarify, with the call prior to yours, Bill from Scottsdale was commenting on how confident he can go to the Rosie on the House Referral Network. Just know, Squeaky Clean is not Rosie certified, but they are good folks. They're good enough folks for us to recommend them to you as a great option to consider prior to buying an all-new window or replacing all of the glass. So we appreciate the calls. It opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348.